The city is in the process of reviewing and updating its comprehensive plan, which will guide development in Lee Summit for the next 20 years. On this episode, we're focusing on facilities and infrastructure and how it relates to the fire and police departments. Let's get to it. I'm joined today by Director of Development Services, Ryan Elam, Fire Chief Mike Snyder, and Police Chief Travis Forbes. Thank you all for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
So we're breaking the facilities and infrastructure element of the comprehensive plan into a two-part podcast. The first one focused on streets, stormwater, wastewater, pipeline infrastructure. For those listening, make sure to check it out if you haven't already. And then for this one, we want to focus on the role of fire and police when we're thinking about infrastructure and facilities. So we're going to start out with a pretty broad question for you guys. What infrastructure is needed to support the community's vision of the future when it comes to fire and police?
Well, I think the fire chief and I both agree that we think public safety is part of the infrastructure of the city. So as the city continues to grow, we see public safety needs as part of that growth and meeting the changing demands of a growing city. So, you know, I look at it from equipment, personnel, and facilities all kind of wrapped into one as part of the public safety infrastructure. There's a lot of emerging technologies, both in police and fire. I'm sure the fire chief can talk about the fire side, but digital evidence is a huge one in policing, more and more cameras throughout our community. And police cars, they're like space shuttles, I tell people anymore. They're not like the old Mayberry days with a small little red light on top and maybe a radio. They look like technology masterpieces in some way with all sorts of cameras and equipment and such in them. Thanks to the community, for example, we have body cameras that are rolling out now and new in-car video systems. Facilities-wise, we have needs both in police and fire. They're looking at a couple fire stations, but we're also wanting to establish more of a presence in the southern side of the city and potentially have a communication center for both police and fire dispatchers. And personnel-wise, there's lots of needs on both sides of the aisle, too, as far as public safety goes, from policing a mental health co-responder, crime reduction team expansion, more detectives and investigations, more training personnel. Training needs are just expanding every day for police and fire too. In communications, we just had an audit done that said we need more staffing communications. And finally, for police, animal control is under my purview too. And as the city grows, we find ourselves with more animals in the community too. So it's a tough thing to meet, and it's all part of the public safety infrastructure.
And I briefly just want to touch base real quick as it pertains to the vision for the future for the fire department. Community members most recently participated in our strategic planning session for the period of 2018 through 2023. During that process, they listed in order of priority what we as an organization should be focused on, which was 1, emergency medical services, 2, fire suppression, and 3, rescue, whether basic or technical. In order to support those citizen priorities, we'll need to ensure we have the right number of and the best staff, the training and equipment that goes along with it to support the previous discussion.
And I'll add to that that as we're going through this comprehensive planning process, it's been our intent the whole time that public safety is a critical part of the infrastructure planning that needs to occur. So when we're looking at kind of the, I'll call it, ultimate build out of the city, if you will. Through this process, we're looking to get generalities on land uses and things like that. And hopefully that will then feed into all of these different planning applications that need to occur on an operational level for both the police department and the fire department. And so we'll have to analyze as projects come through what those true impacts are. And having the global picture of, well, you know, ultimately we think this is going to be, we'll say it's going to be this over here. We'll have to be able to determine, okay, that's going to result in pretty significant needs. So we're going to have to solve for that. And we'll have to solve for that as a city and as a community. And so I'm really excited that we're going through this process together. Can't stress enough how critical that public safety is to all of our critical infrastructure.
When we look at the 2019 Citizen Satisfaction Survey, both police and fire scored extremely high. Police received high marks for overall professionalism, response, and visibility. Fire received high marks for overall quality and response times. How do you continue to provide that high quality of service?
First, you know, we are very blessed to be in the Lee Summit community where we have broad support for the needs of the departments and the willingness of the community to support those needs when we present them to them. As you just stated, the last survey specifically related to the fire department, very high marks for quality and response times. We continue to strive for these high marks as that is the expectation of the community, as even outlined in our current strategic plan. While the survey shows that we are meeting those demands today, we're always continually monitoring these areas and these items to ensure we maintain that and look for ways to improve it. As Ryan just spoke to, tying this back to the comprehensive plan, hopefully we're able to identify those areas so we can, again, be viewed as infrastructure and put in place prior to increased demands so that we can meet those needs as they occur and not be seen as a reactive to those increased demands.
Well, I'm very proud of the marks that we received, and I think it's a reflection of the relationship that we have with the community, and we consider that relationship very important, and we work hard at keeping the trust of our community. I have had experience working for a different department, talking to chiefs throughout the metro area, police chiefs, and I will tell you, it's very important to kind of stay ahead of the curve in a growing city like ours. And I'll tell you why. The larger the city and the more crime in that city, the harder it is to offer high quality policing services. And if you look at the base patrol officer, what happens is if you have high call volume, you go to calls for service where you have a crime victim and you have very little time to help that crime victim out. And so you end up rushing through it because you know you have more calls waiting for you that you need to go to quickly. In Lee Summit, we have been properly staffed for many years, and our citizens have come to expect and enjoy having officers help them through crime situations. If you're ever a crime victim, you know how horrible it feels. And so our officers have become accustomed to spending a little bit more time with crime victims or driving through neighborhoods more, talking with people when they're not crime victims at all, just interacting with them. But when you get way too busy and you don't have sufficient personnel to answer the calls that exist, you can't do those things to the level that we're able to do in Lee Summit. And it's just a reflection of our citizens and government properly staffing public safety for many years. That's what we need to do in the future, too, to maintain that quality level of service that I enjoy as a resident and also I enjoy offering as the police chief.
When we're talking about the comprehensive plan, it's going to be looking out 20 years into the future. So in that time, Lee Summit will continue to expand. One big talking point is the PRI land that will be opening up. So there may be a need for fire and police to expand as the city grows. What do you both take into consideration when you're looking at the possibility of expansion, whether it's staffing or building out more facilities? What do you think about?
I know in the police department, we stay tapped into our development center and seeing what's going on and what's planned for the city, because everything new brings with it an impact of some type. So if it's residential, is it a single family, multifamily? Is it a retail center where we're going to be charged with protecting those businesses? Is it a commercial area? What type of facility is it that's going to be built? Each of those has a different impact on potential services that are going to be needed from the police department. So we stay in close contact with our partners in the city government to try to figure out what's going to be planned out for this area. And that will impact technology and equipment, placing potentially a substation and different things like that. And I believe fire has the same rationale, but they look at it a little different. It's more medical services probably that they look at.
Yeah, very much so. And I think just the obvious statement is the community continues to grow, we'll have to expand fire and EMS services and public safety in general. As Mr. Elam alluded to, part of this process, we're really hoping to change the view of how expansion for public safety occurs. Today, the obvious increase in demands is what typically drives that and what occurs before expansion occurs. In the future, and as part of this plan, as Mr. Elam said, it's our goal that fire, EMS, public safety are looked at as infrastructure just like roads and utilities. We have to, through this plan, understand what that potential growth will be, you know, whether it's commercial, industrial, retail, single family, or high density residential. Knowing that and knowing our history and what these types of developments does to our operational demands, we'll be able to establish early in the development stage what our needs are going to be, as we will be a planned resource and not a reaction to what has occurred in increased demands.
I don't think it's a question if there will be an impact. I think the question is what will that impact be. There definitely will be an impact. And one of the things that we're trying to determine is the best way to predict what that impact is as we go forward. And that's heavily dependent upon the land use. So we're only going to be able to predict out so much. But as things turn from planning documents into reality, we have a much better idea as to what those impacts are going to be. So we can then update our models and hopefully be ahead of the game, if you will.
Also, just the roadway miles that are built in Lee's Summit adds demands and requests for services to both police and fire that we want to be able to meet. It's interesting to look back. Since 1998, the roadway miles in Lee's Summit have almost doubled. They may have at this point in time because there's been a lot more development since I last looked up that statistic. So there's a need for traffic enforcement and traffic safety measures. Unfortunately, there's a potential for more crashes to occur, and that draws both a fire and police response and injury situations. So the city's growing, and we just have to stay ahead of that curve as something as simple as a road gets built. It's something that both the police department and fire department are concerned with and making sure it's a safe road and moving forward.
And Chief Forbes, you had mentioned the possibility of a substation at some point in the future. Do you see that as being a need as Lee Summit continues to grow, and how would it be beneficial for the city overall?
I do. The police operate differently than fire. If you look at the fire department, they have strategically stationed or positioned stations around the city based upon their anticipated call loads. The police are more mobile, obviously. We deploy out of one headquarters. But there is something to be said, in my opinion, for a presence, a police presence in an area of the city. And if you look at our city, it's very tall, you might say. So from the north to the south, it's very long. And if you get in a police car and drive to around the 150 corridor in Lee's Summit, it's going to take you some time. We are not northern located, but kind of north central. So I see the need for some sort of substation in the southern part of the city. Simply to be better connected to our residents down there, allow them some services like walking in reports to officers. Our officers can also drop evidence off there so they don't have to drive all the way back to the police station and leave that part of town uncovered for a degree of time. So I do see a need for, particularly in the southern part of our city, some sort of presence from the police department in that area.
And Chief Snyder, sticking with the facilities, with fire, you recently opened Station 3. Voters also passed a bond recently for a new Station 4 and 5. As you're building out these new stations, are you building them with an eye on the future and future demands?
Most definitely. The new Fire Station 3 was built to improve the conditions for our personnel today, as well as planning for the future. Station 3 was designed to add additional staffing and resources to meet future needs. Today, it houses a pumper with three personnel. In the future, it is our priority to add a staffed ambulance at this location. In addition, we've identified this area due to the current and anticipated demands to be a location that would have the ability to add a second ambulance or a second fire apparatus to ensure we're able to continually meet the expectations of our citizens by providing fast and effective fire and EMS response. Adding staffing and apparatus to high-demand areas without adding additional buildings is an option that this facility will provide, as long as we're able to meet those response times, in addition to providing the resiliency to the entire emergency response system. We're going to take this same mindset into the buildings of Station 4 and 5, although those are different facilities as they are at the northern and the southern and not quite centrally located. They probably won't be built to the capacity that the new Fire Station 3 will provide us.
And we all know the need for things like stations, police cars, fire trucks, those obvious things related to facilities and infrastructure. But what are kind of the, I guess, silent items, the items that may run in the background that help you both achieve success day in and day out that we don't typically think about that could be enhanced in the future when we're thinking about this comprehensive plan to improve service?
Technology is both a blessing and a burden to us in the police department. It's helped us do things more efficiently, like our records management system upgrade we're currently doing is going to be a blessing to us. The radio system we just rolled out with the fire department and other community partners is going to be great. But I'll give the example of video or digital evidence. We're seeing a massive amount of that come in on a variety of different criminal cases, from Ring doorbell cameras to public cameras to cameras in businesses. But as you know, Eric, working with video, they create massive files that we have to store as evidence. So it requires that we have a massive area of storage to keep them until it's time for that criminal case to be presented. So on top of that, somebody has to look at those videos. If it's a crime that occurred over a 6-hour period, they have to look at 6 hours worth of video to determine was it caught on camera. So there's a lot of back-end stuff that the public doesn't see so much, but that police chiefs and leaders throughout the country are trying to figure out how do we address those needs. So I think that's a good example of that kind of stuff.
One specific area that runs in the background and for the fire department, it truly keeps our staff up to date with the most recent information, is our training division. The fire department training division consists of two staff, one that is a chief officer and one that is a captain. Unfortunately, they're not only tasked with the training of the 135 operational personnel, they also provide administrative oversight to our EMS operations. It would be ideal to see our EMS moved into its own division, as it is approximately 75% of our responses. And this would allow the training division to focus on its critical task of ensuring that our staff is up to date with the most recent information. In addition to the item that we discussed in looking at creating an EMS division, this falls in line with the discussions during our standard to cover updates that we've provided. And that is when we're able to expand operational staff. And I get it, that's readily acceptable, as it should be, as they're the boots on the ground providing the service. But those boots on the ground need to have their resources to perform their functions, as well as the department sitting needs to maintain compliance with requirements. And this is facilitated through the administrative division. We could be operating with greater detail within some of these functions that are currently being handled by less staff than optimal. We need to continue to ensure we're providing the best leadership and management with the correct responsibilities and number of direct reports assigned to each position, so we're able to maintain that high level of effective service that our citizens have come to know.
So I think from a comprehensive plan perspective, one of the things that we can continue to do from a police perspective is really keep enhancing our crime prevention through environmental design practices when we're looking at the different land uses and the adjacencies and the different things that we have in place when something is actually built. I think making sure that we're up to date on those current practices can have that benefit of creating a safer environment just by how the environment is put together as well. I think we do a good job with that currently, and that's an area that we can continue to explore through the policy level and the framework that the comprehensive plan is created, as well as on even the fire prevention side of things. We have an excellent fire prevention group through our building codes and continuing to put a focus and an emphasis on prevention helps the response as a whole, I would imagine.
When we did the first half of this podcast with Water Development, Public Works, I asked them how they would rate their infrastructure and facilities today. So I'll ask the same question to you guys. How would you rate infrastructure and facilities as it relates to police and fire?
From fire's perspective, I'm going to say that we're continually improving. Obviously, with the addition of the new Fire Station 3, the replacement station. That facility is in a much better condition than the previous. With the already allocated funding from the no tax increase bond issues to replace station and 4 and 5, I believe we'll be addressing those needs for today as well as into the future. We'll still have to continue to evaluate the remaining facilities. Headquarters is probably one of the older fire stations within the community. While we have received a nice enhancement to the outside of the building in the last decade, the inside of the building is in dire need at this point. When it comes to equipment, you know, I feel very fortunate with our vehicle replacement plan that that equipment and those resources for our personnel are continually replaced, and we stay up to date probably better than most around. So that is truly a testament to that being a priority of our community prior and moving forward into the future. If I just have to rate them specifically, I'm going to say that from an equipment station standpoint, we are improving to very good. And from a staffing standpoint, we have areas of our department that receive a call volume that's probably much more than what we should. And then we have other areas that we still have geography issues with. So we need to ensure that our resiliency within the system by adding additional resources is improved upon as we move forward.
I'm super proud of the people that I work with and the way the city has funded the police department to get us what we need to do our job. But on the other hand, I'm always looking to improve, and I figure until I'm retired and gone, that'll be my job here, is to continue to try to improve the department. So I just want to continue to improve and, again, stay on the cutting edge and prepare the city for that future growth and development. But I'm darn proud of the folks that I work with now and what we've accomplished together. It's really created a good public safety environment, and working hand in hand with great departments like the fire department and water and public works and those other areas that you talked about. It's really a great government services that we have here in Lee Summit.
Overall, what are you both hoping to achieve through this comprehensive planning process?
You know, for me, and as mentioned previously, our goal is to establish fire EMS and public safety as a whole as infrastructure to be implemented with a project due to our known parameters or trigger points that we establish versus being reactive or increasing things as our demands go beyond our capabilities in current forms. So I think by establishing those trigger points, by establishing those parameters, we'll be able to be at the table upfront, just like all other infrastructure points of projects, to ensure that we'll be able to meet the needs of that development.
I think any organization, whether it's public, private, government, nonprofit, we would all love a roadmap to tell us here's where the future is going and here's how we can prepare for it. I know that's a tall order, but I think that the comprehensive plan is a big piece of that for us. You know, we are concerned with the population growth, with training requirements for police, with technology, emerging trends, and something as simple as our community voices becoming more diverse and being tapped into those voices and responding to the service needs that they have. So that's what I really hope to gain, is great assistance in laying out that roadmap and determining where we're going with the comprehensive plan. And I think we're going to get there. So I'm very encouraged by the process and the work of development services in that.
What's the biggest question facing fire and police as you look to the future?
Well, with police, I think from the community perspective, just determining that growth of Lee Summit, where it's going to happen, what's going to happen, and how we can meet those growing needs of the community. And policing in general, too, you know, just the emerging crime trends, how we can protect our community from those trends, whether it's, you know, people being victimized over the internet or some crime that we don't even know exists now because technology just hasn't advanced to that level yet. So it's a big challenge, and that's why I think a city that plans like Lee Summit through the comprehensive planning process is so far ahead of the game. Cities that don't undertake this really will struggle with this.
And the biggest question facing the fire department when it comes to the future is the ability to attract and maintain employees so we are able to continually meet the growing needs of the city. At the end of the day, we can have all of the modern equipment, apparatus, and stations. They can all be located in the best spots based on what we're faced with development-wise. But if we're not able to continually attract and retain quality employees, we will not be able to meet the expectations of our citizens today and into the future.
So as we look to the future and we see Lee Summit growing, what are some exciting opportunities that that presents for the fire and police departments?
You know, from my perspective with the fire department, I'm excited about the comprehensive planning process because this truly is probably the first time in my career that we're considering looking at fire and public safety in general as infrastructure. And this, I've seen it so many times that the demands placed on both police, fire, EMS go above what they should be at. And then that's when we get the increased number of staff and apparatus and locations, stations, et cetera. This is really probably the most proactive process that I've been involved with in ensuring that we are viewed on that as infrastructure up front. We want to ensure that based on whatever that roadmap outlines that we're prepared and ready. That's going to be based off our history and what we know. You know, I just think that this is going to provide our citizens better expectations and instead of reactions to those increased demands, they're going to know up front what that potential need's going to be. And it's just going to allow us to be better prepared as a city, as a fire department, EMS resource, and public safety as a whole. So I'm so excited to be involved with that part of the process and know that this is going to be the groundwork for decades to come.
You know, Eric, on a personal level, honestly, this is what attracted me to come work for a city like Lee's Summit, is the level of growth that's going on. It's exciting to me to have it grow in size and diversity and the services that are around here. And just, I like to look at cities and communities and think, how was this city 50 years ago and how did it get here? So both in development and also in services like police and fire and that sort of thing. And when you see a community that's really just knocking it out of the park and doing things well, you know that there were people 50, 25 years ago, 10 years ago, who helped put that city in that place. And so to be a part of that with great members of our management team and our city leaders and elected officials, it's exciting to me to be kind of on the cutting edge of a city that's really growing in a positive direction.
Well, I appreciate you all taking the time to do this today, and we'll probably be seeing you again on this podcast in the future. Thanks for listening to the latest episode. Make sure to join the conversation. Head to igniteourfuture.net. There are surveys available along with a discussion forum where you can give us your big ideas. Community input is a vital part of the planning process, so join the conversation today.